This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University. We got 24 and a half more minutes of education to bequeath. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ, and we've already repeated our questions, so who's the caller?
Yeah, we have Jacob from Kentucky still hanging on there. Thank you for your patience, Jacob.
I was waiting for some education, but
it's going to happen, buddy. Yeah.
Soak
your
it
dream,
up.
Your dream's about to come true. You need to marinate all this good learning.
All right, Jacob, did you
soak it up, Jacob. Take it in.
I forgot what we said before the break. You do want to ask and answer both, right? Do both?
I wanted to do both. Yeah. Were you guys going to reset your questions?
No.
We already did.
We already did.
Just a little while ago.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
That's right.
Which one do you want to answer?
I got Double J's answer to Samuel's mother. I don't know who.
Here's the question. Who was Samuel the prophet's mom?
It was Hannah.
Hannah. Nicely done. And you know what? There's a lot of layers there. You've got infertility, the jealousy going on with the wife, the one wife having children, and how she despised Hannah and treated her bad. So you got the rivalry, the infertility. You got the power of prayer. Don't assume anything when the prophet saw her just crying, moving her lips like, what are you doing drunk? And it's just mid-morning. Yeah, oh, I'm not drunk. I'm crying out to the Lord.
Yeah. You
know? Through the sands of the hourglass. You were describing the Bible.
It gets worse because a couple of his kids die.
That's right. Well, but anyway, a lot of, you know, the Bible, somebody said it is, I just heard here recently that it's descriptive and not prescriptive. It's describing what happened, but not saying necessarily, you know.
That this always has to go this way.
That's right. Hey, great job, Hannah. Wonderful
Hannah.
There in the Bible. Hannah, the mom of Samuel. And then what's your question for us?
There was a Supreme Court decision brought down in 1954. What was it?
That was Brown versus Board of Education, Topeka, Kansas.
Wow.
He's on fire.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's a
Ed was one of the jurors. And that's why, you know, he's kind of got an unfair advantage there.
It's a civil rights case, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's struck down separate but equal in U.S. public school systems.
Wow.
All right. Next up, who's next, Ed?
All right. Well, before we go, while I'm clicking here, help me out, JJ. Where are you going to be?
Oh, thanks. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to be in Newton, Kansas. Be there all weekend. Mm-hmm. The Newton Weekday Bible School 100th Year Celebration. It's at Lindley Hall. They'll hold 1,000 people. So everybody, come on out. There's no charge. It's not a banquet. It's not a fundraiser. We're going to celebrate. I'll do some stand-up comedy and a devotion, and there are refreshments afterwards. That's on Saturday night, May the 31st. Then I'm going to stick around, speak at Emmanuel Baptist Church on Sunday morning, Newton Bible Church on Sunday night. Again, that's May the 31st and June the 1st. And I can't wait to meet Newton, Kansas folks there with that wonderful celebration.
Hey, I noticed, by the way, we have our Activate Summit coming up in June. June 12th through the 14th. I saw that you're going to be doing stand-up the first night.
The first night, stand-up comedy. I promise you, you'll laugh out loud. I'm not kidding about this. I guarantee you, if you don't laugh out loud, I'll give you your money back for the conference.
For the entire conference?
Yes.
Wow.
I promise you, I'll give you your money. Laughter is good medicine.
Amen.
And I love when people leave an event. They say, my cheeks are hurting. My side is hurting. Laughter is biblical, and laughter is good medicine.
Amen. And by the way, folks, today is the last day to register for that Activate Summit. It is going to be focusing on the authority of God's Word. Abraham Hamilton III will be speaking. Frank Turek will be speaking. Todd Herman will be speaking. Alex McFarland will be speaking. I will be speaking. JJ will be there. We'll have panel discussions. There is a children's track, but today is the last day to register. Go to afa.net/summit. afa.net/summit. Make sure you register today. It is the final day.
We're calling this a vacation with a purpose. It really is for the entire family. A lot of people, and the ones we've had in the past, we've had turn people away. It was too full. But people come by the campus, and they see our studio, meet people Amen. That they hear on the air. It's the birthplace of Elvis. They slip over there to see where Elvis was born. So a lot to do in Tupelo, Mississippi, where our flagship station is located. Just the top of the marquee in terms of speakers, all those that you mentioned. This is going to be a great vacation with a purpose.
Amen. All right, we go back to the phones. It is Trivia Friday, and we go to Louisiana. And Molly is on the line. Molly, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, can you hear me?
We sure can, Molly. Where do you live in Louisiana?
Keysville.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening, and again, welcome to the program. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The one about the United Kingdom.
Okay, great. Here's the question. What four countries, Molly, make up the political union, the country known as the United Kingdom?
Scotland, Wales, Ireland, and England.
Okay, it's Northern Ireland, but I'm going to give it to you. England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Way
Nicely
to go.
Done.
Now, a lot of people don't realize that Ireland is separated.
Yes, Ireland's the Republic of Ireland is an island just to the west.
Is the Catholic Protestant, is that a whole lot of the separation? Because I know there was a lot of fighting.
What I was talking about, do you know about this, Molly?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'm
about a river going through it or something?
Ireland. Well, I don't know about that. That may be true. But Ireland, the island, is, of course, separate from the British. The British island.
Right.
With Scotland, mm-hmm. Wales, and England. But
yeah.
Ireland, the country, is separated. And they call it Northern Ireland and Ireland.
Yes.
And it's for political reasons. I don't fully understand, but anyway,
there's a lot of British influence on Northern Ireland. It's a small part of it in the northeast corner. And then there are some religious problems as well there. That mm-hmm.
My daughter Maddie living in Africa, and her best friend who's a teacher is from Northern Ireland, and anytime Maddie starts to say, you know, she's from Ireland, she quickly says Northern Ireland.
Yes.
And she told us when we meet her, you got to say Northern Ireland. So to your point, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. All right, go ahead.
All right. Wait. Well, excellent job, Molly. And did you have to look that up, or did you just know that off the top of your head?
Actually, my mom helped me.
That's fine.
That's right.
Get a lifeline.
That's what mothers do.
Yes.
Mother's Day weekend. Moms are always helping.
Always bailing us out. Molly, what's your question for us?
All right. My question for you is, what color is yak milk?
What color is yak milk? Yak's milk?
I'm going to say it's yellow, guys. It's not going to be white, or she wouldn't ask the question.
Yeah, and there's some animal that has pink.
I'm
going to throw in pink.
Pink's right. Milk. Yeah, let's go with pink.
I hope not.
No, pink would be okay. Yellow would be gross.
Yellow would be kind of gross.
Right. Y'all go for it.
Pink. Let's go with pink.
Are y'all saying it's pink?
Yes.
Well,
you go pink, I'm going to go yellow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. Right. Wait a minute. I'm
to cover
go,
our yak.
I'm going to go emerald.
Well, hey, we were just talking about Ireland, right?
That's
the Emerald
right.
Isle.
Yes.
All right. Any of us right, Molly?
I'm sorry. Yak's milk is blue.
It's blue.
You've got to be kidding.
I wasn't off too much, fellas. Y'all were laughing at me.
I'm going to drink some blue
milk.
Blue, 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 blue. Yak's milk. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're talking about the yak is that animal over there in the
Himalayas?
Himalayas, right?
Yeah.
They didn't ever migrate, did they?
They used it as currency. I used that as a true or false on Trivia Friday years ago. They used yak's milk, maybe up until just recently, as currency. You talking about Messi going through the drive-through or being at the ATM?
That's not right.
Soggy and make a mess on everything everywhere. Here's your change. Oh my goodness, that's my new outfit.
But a yak, isn't they like a goat, sort of?
I think it's more like a llama.
Yeah, I think it's more like a
llama goat mix.
Well, sorta. I think it's got a long neck. Yeah, would you say a llama goat mix?
he's trying to get your goat or your llama or your yak.
Trying to get the yak. All right,
yakety yak.
Don't talk back. All right. Molly. Thank you. Tell you, I know you will. You'll tell your mom how much you love her. She helped you out.
That's right.
On your questions.
Let's repeat our questions for the last time.
All right.
Here it is.
I've got two remaining. What scientist from the 1800s? Is responsible for the modern germ theory of disease. Mm-hmm. And second question, in 1926, Bobby Leach went over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survived, but later slipped on an orange peel and died. Mm-mm. Is that true or false?
His relatives can't hardly tell that with a straight face, even though they're trying to respect his memory. Yep. Here's what I've got. Start out with true or false. The oldest mother on record is named Omkari Panwas from India. She gave birth to twins at the age of 70 in 2008. Is that true or false? I'm going to throw another one in just so you'll have a choice. TV moms. Growing pains. Thinking about who is the guy that we know?
Kirk Cameron.
Growing pains TV show. What was the mom's name? What was the TV mom's name?
My question that has not been answered. What are the two largest employers in the U.S.? Private companies, I'm talking about. The two largest private company employers in the United States. What are the two? All right, Ed.
All right, let's go to Georgia, and Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Morning. Where do you live in Georgia?
Blackshear, right near the coast, southeast corner of the state.
Yes, sir.
Blackshear, what he said, I think.
Yep. I've been there. I did a men's thing there about 15 years ago.
Wow.
Good folks.
And you have a great memory on where you've been.
Absolutely.
Well, but not how many years ago it was.
Like, huh?
But yeah, still, just to remember, you've been to a lot of places.
Well, those are good folks. That was my first and only time to be at Blackshear.
Okay.
Great folks.
Well, Mark, thanks for listening.
I was a member of the Order of the Blackshear.
Order of the Blackshear.
Hey, do that secret handshake with me. I'll reach across here.
And how did you start your meetings?
It was, I don't.
It's kind of a secret, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
That's right. That's why there are no windows in that building.
If I tell you, I'd have to kill you.
That's right.
We don't want that.
And no. I don't.
All right, Mark, ask, answer, or do both?
Let it do both, please.
Which one you feel good about?
I think I'll try Ed's question on the father of modern germ theory.
All right. So what scientist from the 1800s is responsible for the modern germ theory of disease? What say you, Mark?
I think that's Louis Pasteur.
That is.
Nicely done.
We mentioned that.
Didn't he come up with penicillin as well? Or no, pasteurized milk.
Yeah, pasteurized
process.
That's one of those, do you read about Louis Pasteur and you go, what have I done with my life?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's a challenge. You read those people in history and you go.
We were talking about that earlier with Michelangelo. You're going, so what have I done?
Right.
It's a challenge to get my yard cut.
See, I'm just
it ain't a work of art.
You guys, Louis Pasteur, Michelangelo, MacGyver. When you think, look what all you can do
right
with a paperclip.
Yeah.
And here I can't even hardly do simple things.
Yeah, yeah.
That's MacGyver. Yeah. That's right up there. He should be on Mount Rushmore. The fifth base on Mount Rushmore.
And unfortunately, if you're 30 or under, you have no idea what we're talking
who MacGyver
about.
Is.
Yeah. Hey, what's your question for us, Mark?
Okay, staying on the Mother's Day theme, what would you say is the number of children, the most number of children born to a single mother, according to the Guinness World Records?
I saw this, and Tim, Tim.
No. All right. We had this 5-6 years ago or whatever.
Right, and he alienated
two brothers,
a whole family.
From Louisiana,
yeah.
Their supporters, and I.
They came to the campus and told you to come on outside, step out in the alley.
One of them, the younger one, called in and asked this question that he's asking, and I think it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
And I said...
You said there's no possible way.
I said there's no possible way. I didn't call him a liar, but his brother called in a couple of weeks later and said, You called my brother a liar.
Right.
You so and the horse he rode in on.
Yeah.
I felt bad.
It's in the Guinness Book of World
Records. I felt bad about that, but I didn't. I never called the young fella a liar. I just said it wasn't true.
And we have smoothed things over
with the brothers.
That's right. That's right.
Friends on Facebook?
I gave them some.
I think it was 27 was the number. I think because I just I'm going by memory, Mark. I think 27 children.
I have no idea, but the one that Tim,
I'm just ready.
That was 170.
I'm
or something.
Just ready.
Was crazy.
I'm ready to judge you.
Mark, what's the answer?
I'll go with JJ on 27.
You're not judging me. You're judging Guinness.
Yeah, that's right.
True.
Yeah.
Might be 57.
69.
How many?
69 kids.
69.
Tell us a story there about that one.
Lady's name was Valentina Vasilova something from Russia back in the 1700s. And apparently she had 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets.
Yeah.
Don't do it, Tim. Don't tick somebody else off. You don't know how many big brothers Mark's got.
Georgia's pretty close, Tim. You don't want Mark coming over here.
No, it's just –
that's great.
The World Book of Records.
Yeah. She's the one when they said about – she got more flowers than bouquet when they said, which mother has the most kids? She always got to go.
Hey, Mark, is he gone?
Yeah.
No, he's still there.
He's there.
I tell you, you heard of Bigfoot, right?
Oh, don't do it, Tim.
You can go read about Bigfoot because he's real, Mark.
Mark, don't listen to him, Mark. Don't listen to him. We believe you, Mark. Yeah. If you say the Guinness Book of World Records,
67
children, 69.
Children by one woman in what century?
1700s, so 18th century.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
do you believe that?
35 of those.
Do you believe that? I'm not calling Mark liar.
No,
I'm saying, do you believe the Guinness Book of World Records that a woman in the 1700s now?
No.
Said, I want some more of that.
I don't.
Child number 10 with no anesthesia. I want some more of that about 60 more times.
Here's the thing. Mark, this does not reflect on you.
No, it
because
doesn't.
I don't know how the Guinness Book of World Records could possibly know that if it was in the 1700s. You have to have some sort of proof. And so.
Here's the deal. 35, because of how long ago it was, 35 of them kids, she was out working in the field, went over there under the shade tree and gave birth to about 35 of them, and went back out there the field and finished picking whatever it was she was picking or hoeing.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, we let Mark go just simply because we're going to move on. But
well,
this
we didn't want Tim and Mark to come to blows. Tim gets worked up over this.
Mark, please don't take offense.
Yeah.
This is just it. Let's just put it this way. It strains our credulity.
That's a big word.
To say that single woman,
you strain your
credulity. We all know how much that can hurt.
Yeah. You know? If you go to the chiropractor and you can get adjusted for it, but still, it hurts.
Yes.
All right, JJ, I need to get you on the record.
Yes.
One woman.
Yes, she did. I'm with
had
I'm six, with the, yes,
69
yes, 69.
Children.
Yes, I'm saying yes.
Bless with you. Mark.
You just believe the best about people
the
all the time, don't you, JJ?
World Records, they don't
you got a
lie.
Good heart, brother.
They don't. I'm like a worm. I got 5 good hearts.
69
right,
kids. I don't.
She's like laughing at the mother with the kids
with
in the shoe.
Three. Yeah.
Whatever that's called. What was that called?
The old
nursery
lady
rhyme?
The old lady in the shoe?
All the kids at the shoe.
Here's the deal. You ladies, a lot of people are thinking about fitting into the bathing suit for the summer, and you're worried about stretch marks. Quit it. Stop that. You ain't got this woman that has 69 kids. She knowed about stretch marks. You don't know nothing about it.
Unless she had like four at a time.
She had like 16 sets of, what did it say, triplets, 16
that's
sets.
Just,
that's a litter.
That's what you call a fable.
That's an old wives tale.
There's a moral to the story, but we don't have time to get to it.
All right, well, let's get back to the phones before we insult anybody else. Mark, bless you, brother. Please don't take offense at Tim. I didn't insult you. I just simply gave my opinion.
I told him don't take it personally.
Yeah, Ed and I are employees. Tim's the president of this joint.
If you believe that, oceanfront property in Arizona. That's like George Strait says. All right,
we go to Kansas, and Larry is on the line. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thank you, esteemed professors.
Oh,
good to be on.
Thank you, Larry. For that. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Larry?
Oh, I'd like to try both.
All right, go ahead. Which question do you want to try to answer?
Well, I think it's JJ's true and false question about the
oldest
lady in India.
Mother. Yeah, here's the question. Yeah. True or false? The oldest mother on record is named Carrie Panwas from India. She gave birth to twins at the age of 70 in 2008. Is that true or false, Larry?
Well, I'm going to say it's true.
It's 100% true.
Wow.
100%. Now, Tim, do you believe that she gave birth to twins at 70 years old?
Yeah.
If it's 2008, that's probably provable.
You're going to get an aberration of nature.
You think Hallmark's got that written on a card for her when her kids give her, thank you
what
for
I'm
being an
is,
aberration
yeah.
of nature.
What I'm saying is most women lose their ability to have children after 40 or 45 or 50, but not 70.
Right.
So that's
right.
An aberration of
yeah,
nature.
A little bit of a fluke.
Hey, we're getting close to the
Are
end
we?
Of the program.
Yeah.
So,
is that a good thing?
Yes. Yeah, I think on this one it
Save
is.
Us.
Larry, go ahead. You better hurry up. Give us your question. We'll try to answer it.
Okay, this happens every day of the year, 365 days a year.
This happens every day.
This happens.
The sun comes up.
Every day.
Somewhere in the world, 70-year-olds give birth. No, sorry.
That's right.
I'm not sure what...
finish the question.
This is an Operation Christmas Child question. I'm a year-round volunteer with OCC. How many children every day give their lives to Jesus Christ?
Ooh, this is
wow.
a good way to end the program.
Yes, it is.
Whatever the answer is, yeah. This is fantastic. Hey, we are almost out of time.
You better
and
tell
we've
us.
Got to give our answers to our remaining questions. Why don't you tell us, because this is great news.
8,930 children every day of the year.
Every day of the year.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Samaritanspurse.org. Samaritanspurse.org. Thank you so much, Larry, for your
Amen.
Involvement. I see more and more churches getting on board with Operation Christmas Child.
All right, remaining questions. Bobby Leach went over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survived, but later slipped on an orange peel and died. That is true.
Wow.
He broke his leg, got an infection, and died in surgery.
That's terrible.
His luck ran out.
Growing Pains TV mom, what was her first name?
I don't remember this.
It was Maggie. Maggie okay. Seaver.
Is that it?
That's it for me.
The top two employers from private companies in the U.S. are what?
It's got to be Walmart and Amazon in either order.
Those two?
Walmart, number one, with over 2 million employees.
Wow.
And global employees. But Amazon is number two.
And he just started selling books to just try to get a bunch of books overstock and sell those.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.